Let's go to line. We do have Mark Ridley, President and Chief Executive Officer, on the phone line with us. Mark, good morning. Hello. Thanks for being with us here today.
Morning, Scott.
Well, I know there's a lot going on in FHN right now as you continue to prepare for this virus crisis. You and I talked 2 weeks ago. Give us the update over the last 2 weeks.
Sure thing. Well, as everybody knows, a lot has been happening over the past couple of weeks, especially in our area of the country. We've seen an uptick in activity and the number of positive cases in our surrounding areas and also in our area directly. So FHN has had the opportunity to treat a couple of COVID positive 19 or positive patients. I'm glad to say that at present, as we're talking on the phone, that we don't have any confirmed positive in the hospital. Our planning has really revolved around making sure that we're keeping everybody safe. So that means we've designated certain areas of the hospital that we would not have any COVID-19 patients because we want to be able to take care of our regular day-to-day patients as well. And then we've also been planning on what are we going to do if there's a high increase in numbers or what people are referring to as a surge. So a lot of planning and preparation has been going on there to make sure we have the right equipment, we have the right space, and we certainly are prepared in the event that that should happen.
I don't think we're quite sure out there, but there's some studies apparently out there that say that this virus is 4 to 5 times more contagious than just the seasonal flu, which is pretty contagious in and of itself. But that, of course, would make some people hesitant about visiting FHN. What are you guys doing at FHN to help ensure the safety of all of your other patients there?
Well, we certainly know that the coronavirus is much more contagious than what we've seen in the past, especially things like the flu. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that it's something new, and we as a species have not been able to develop any kind of immunity towards it, as well as the virus is just a long-lasting virus and its ability to survive without being on a host. And so that's made us double down on a lot of our cleaning efforts. Some of the unsung heroes, I think, in healthcare and actually across the nation today are environmental services workers who are working diligently to make sure that all of those surfaces are getting wiped down with the right type of cleaning product. We also deploy a UV or an ultraviolet light technology to be able to obliterate microorganisms as well. So we go into all of our patient rooms, all of our areas, and we make sure we're not only doing a regular deep cleaning, but we're also doing that ultraviolet light disinfectant. And of course, the frequency in which we're cleaning, we've been trying to have an all hands on deck. Literally, everybody is involved with making sure that that cleaning is happening on a regular basis, and also that we're paying extra detail to areas, and that as soon as we see something, we're doing something about it. So it's been a group effort, and we've just been much more cognizant. FHN has always been a very safe and clean place to go. Again, with the coronavirus, we just want to make sure we're taking that extra step and that extra level to make sure all of our patients are safe.
And of course, you guys are in the forefront because you have those cleaning robots there, right?
Correct. So we were some of the first. Well, we were the first hospital in Illinois to use ultraviolet technology for being able to obliterate those microorganisms. So there's nowhere they can hide. As long as the light is able to hit them, then that actually does a great job of killing those microorganisms. And so we've heavily deployed that. We've actually bought additional equipment to be able to use that more frequently.
We're talking to Mark Ridley, President and Chief Executive Officer of FHN. Mark, what about the FHN staff and your medical providers there? How are they responding to this extra layer of safety?
They are an amazing group of people, and they are really stepping up to make sure that they're not only keeping patients safe, but again, we think about all of our patients as our family members, and we also think about each other as family, so it's about keeping one another safe as well. So though it's been a challenging time because we've seen a lot of drop-off in our volume, and so we've had to actually close some services because they just haven't been as busy, but the providers and the staff have been very understanding, and we're all focused on making sure that we get through this safely, take care of people well, and then looking at how do we get back to normal, whatever that new normal is going to look like.
What about, I've noticed a tent there at the FHN Memorial parking lot area. How does that relate to all this?
The tent is part of our regional efforts for emergency preparedness. And so the acronym on the tent is MABIS, and that's a Mutual Aid Box Alarm System. And these tents are deployed throughout the region in case we have an outbreak or an overflow or disaster need. And we're currently utilizing the tent to be able to do mobile testing, which allows us to test patients outside of the hospital, outside of the facilities. So it helps protect patients, and it also reduces exposure through some of our facilities, and being able to do that outside is a better place to be able to do that testing. We are also utilizing that tent to be able to do what we call a triage, and that's a basic screening of patients to see if they needed to be seen at a physician's office, at the emergency department, or if they needed to be seen in that tent. We could do a basic exam, see if we could find out if they meet screening criteria for being treated for COVID-19. And so that's our current processes and utilizing that tent. Once again, in an emergency situation, we could use that in overflow as almost a makeshift emergency room. Of course, we don't want to restrict the type of visits that we're seeing there.
Mark, what about testing? Are you testing? Are you able to test more people now?
We are. We've been able to open up a little bit more testing, but it's still very limited in our ability. So there's been a lot of positive innovations, as we've seen, with being able to diagnose COVID-19. But still, one of the challenges is the ability to get those testing supplies, especially into the rural areas, where most of the major laboratories you're hearing that are making headlines, their resources are being dedicated to the hot spots throughout the nation. And so we're sort of in a wait in line, and we get what they're able to send us, which isn't a high quantity. But we are certainly doing more testing. We still are looking for people to do the screening. So we have an online tool at our website to be able to do online screening. We have a hotline that people can call, and that number is 815-599-6412, where they can talk with a professional about that. And, of course, they can always call their provider for any questions that they might have.
You know, I looked at the numbers. I've been watching these numbers, and one of the most positive areas that I saw is that in Illinois, the number of tests conducted versus positive results, there's only a 20% positive rate on the number of tests statewide in Illinois, and in Wisconsin, it's only a 10% positive rate. So if you flip that around, and you're, of course, only testing sick people, that means that even if you're sick and you have the symptoms, potentially, and then you qualify for the test, according to the way the numbers are running right now, in Illinois, you have an 80% chance that it's not going to be the virus. And in Wisconsin, it's a 90% chance that you're not going to have the virus.
Well, we know that there's a limited amount of testing that we're able to do, but you're exactly right that there's a lot of other things that are going on this time of year. We're welcome to spring, so we're already seeing people experiencing allergy-type symptoms. Thankfully, we're kind of on the trailing end of the flu season, we hope, but we still have a lot of flu within our area, as well as just the normal springtime respiratory colds that we tend to see every year. I think the confusion is that coronavirus is so dominating the headlines, and it's certainly something we need to be aware of. But you're right. You know, the good news is that most of the testing that's done comes back being negative and not being positive.
What about we hear a lot about this as well in the news, the personal protective equipment, the PPE, for the safety of your employees and the patients. Tell us about that.
Well, that's one of the areas that has really woken us up as a nation and seeing how fragile our supply chain is. So that personal protective equipment is vital to make sure that our staff are being able to treat patients in a safe manner and also being able to protect themselves. So we've had very stringent conservation efforts as far as making sure that we're not utilizing that equipment unless we know that it is completely appropriate to be able to do so. We're starting to see supplies come in a little bit more frequently as production has started to resume overseas, and as well as the supply chain's kind of opened up a bit more. But it's a significant challenge for us. At present, we feel as though at our current volumes, we certainly have enough PPE. However, if we have a massive outbreak and a surge that goes beyond our capacity, then we'll be limited in the amount that we have. And so we're looking at techniques to be able to reutilize the personal protective equipment we have. And, of course, we're looking at trying to get orders in as much as possible.
We're talking to the President and Chief Executive Officer, Mark Gridley of FHN. Mark, if people are out there, you know, health happens and health issues happen. And if you're just not feeling well, you don't think it's the virus, you don't have a crisis, and folks are hesitant to visit FHN, what do you suggest?
Well, one of the things I would suggest is for people to always call and message their provider, and I can share with everybody out there is that FHN is a very safe place to be, probably one of the safer places that you can be, because we do continue to operate 24/7 at the hospital for any emergent or urgent concerns. And as you mentioned, people are still have illnesses that are not COVID-19 related, so we're well-staffed and ready to be able to take care of those patients. There's also the ability to go online and send a message to your provider through our secure email in MyFHN if you're already an FHN patient. We're offering virtual visits through our FHN Now 24/7. And all of those are easy instructions to sign up at www.fhn.org. And our phones are open, so you certainly make that call to talk to your provider. We are still seeing patients in our offices. We've been regionalizing the offices that we're seeing people. We're seeing people at our hospital. So we're still running a healthcare facility and here to meet people's needs, and it is very safe for a place to be.
Mark, I understand there's lots of hearts on the FHN Facebook page. What's that about?
The heart campaign within the FHN logo, we have a hands and heart. And we are receiving a lot of positive support and encouragement from so many people throughout our community that we wanted to be able to reciprocate that. And we wanted to be able to show that we appreciate so many other people that are out there that are essential workers, such as our first responders, our grocery store clerks, our city and county workers, and just a number of people that are keeping us moving. And so it's a way of us being able to say thank you to them by driving a little bit of a social media campaign where we take those hearts and just write for the people that we're thankful for.
What are the algorithms telling you? Are they telling us that here in our area, in our region, do we still expect things to get worse before they get better? Do we have any idea?
There are a lot of different algorithms that have been run out as far as what happens in Illinois specifically. And most of those algorithms are showing anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks that we would be expecting a peak. In the Cook County or Chicago area, that's looking closer at 2 weeks. So anywhere between that April 14th through the 21st, they're expecting a peak in that area. Of course, the algorithms are subject to behavior. And if we're all staying in home and we're sheltering in place and doing the things that we need to do, then hopefully we can really bend that surge below the curve or bend that curve so that we don't see such a big uptick. But right now the current projections are looking at this is going to be an interesting end of the month and maybe even into the beginning of May. I know we're all hoping to get through this sooner rather than later.
All right, Mark, great information. If people want to find out more information about what we talked about today, of course, the virus crisis, how can they do that?
They can certainly visit our website, which once again is www.fhn.org. We are updating that website daily. I'm putting out a weekly video. We just did a video with two of our top physicians that talk about some of the medical management and what people should do that's available for viewing right now. And, of course, I encourage people, make sure they're using credible websites, things like the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website, the Illinois Department of Public Health website, because there they're getting trusted sources of information that is really only posting factual and the latest validated information.
All right, Mark. Great information as always. Thank you very much. Thank you for your effort and, of course, all the efforts of the everyone from the environmental services to all of the medical providers as they go, they walk towards the virus as we try to stay away from it.
That's true. Those are our heroes, and so we're very grateful for them, and we're grateful for our community supporting us.
All right, Mark. Talk again very soon, right?
Yes, sounds great.
All right. President and Chief Executive Officer of FHN this morning, that's Mark Gridley here today. On the Morning Mass, we'll be talking with him. He'll continue to update us on the situation here with great local information. The preceding today brought to you by FHN.